This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, coming to you live from the Frog Lube, performance made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com for weapons you want without any delays.
Truly one of the most unique gun selling areas, platforms, stores on the planet. Go check them out. You won't believe what you see there for sale. And they're in stock. All that's in stock. Have you ever noticed the phenomena of liberal parents that feel the need to use their dead children for political gain? Or better yet, let me ask you another way. Have you ever seen someone who is not liberal, whose child dies, get up there and, with the exception of, I can't remember her name now, from Luby's Cafeteria in Texas way back, but all she did was testify. She didn't make it a part of an agenda or anything. What is wrong? Tell me what's wrong with this picture. Here we go. You got a Democrat, Vester Lee Flanagan II, also known as Bryce Williams. He's a big Obama supporter. He gets fired, then he waits 2 years to shoot two people, including news reporter Allison Parker, as revenge. So what do the murdered woman parents do? They call for a waiting period and a ban on assault weapons and work to become national celebrities. But wait a minute. The man who murdered their child waited 2 years. He waited 2 years, and he used a handgun. Not one of the gun ban issues his poor father is now calling for would have saved his child. So it's really not about his child, is it? You got a sick bastard here who's using his child's death to promote his own political view. And there's probably some money in the mix, too. But gun banners all seem to be like this. After every shooting, it is only a day or two later that Bloomberg-sponsored groups call the grieving parents when they're the most vulnerable. So, and, you know, I've been seeing this a lot. What makes a gold star family? Does anybody know? The Khans have been rated as a gold star family. Is Chris Kyle's family a gold star family? Dakota Meyer's family, a gold star family? I mean, their entire family, are the gold star. What is a gold star family? Anyway. So we have the Khan family, the gold star family, on stage at the DNC using their dead child as a tool for Hillary Clinton. Does their child's life, their dead child, mean so little to them that they could use that for nothing more than trying to gain 15 minutes more of fame? The Khan's primary message was, my kid is dead and a Muslim. Vote Hillary. And the father of the slain soldier is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood and a Democrat activist and a lawyer supporting Muslim immigration. Not just anyone gets an invite to the DNC. Now, I've lost family. You've lost family. And, you know, everybody feels for their own loss. But to take that death and use it as a soapbox to stand on for their personal agenda is somehow degrading to the poor lost loved ones, isn't it? And it doesn't stop there. Let's say you got a kid named Michael Brown. He commits a strong arm robbery, tries to kill a cop, breaks his face, charges him, and gets shot and killed in the process. Then you lie and say the cop killed your kid in cold blood and caused a riot that burned down an entire city. Or maybe you're the mother of the wannabe gangster kid, Trayvon Martin, playing the knockout game with the guy he finds at night. Last words your child says to him are, "You're going to die tonight, cracker." As he's beating this guy's head into the concrete. Then the man kills your kid as a last resort. What do you get out of this? Well, you get to speak about how the police are all racist at the Hillary Clinton convention. You know, I spent time today with my granddaughters. So I'm that man. I spent time with their parents, my son, my daughter-in-law. And I look at them and, you know, when I can't even imagine the unthinkable. But I can't imagine them, if the unthinkable happened, using that as a political move, a political toehold. I feel more for these people if they wanted changes in the law that would have truly prevented the tragedy that cost their child's life. But the fact is they don't. All the Clinton-directed changes do nothing to save a life, nothing at all. They do push her anti-Second Amendment agenda. I'd feel more for them if their child had not caused the altercations that caused their lives. If you're going to be a thug, you might die based upon the thug life. These poor people's grief are now is nothing more than a liberal bumper sticker. They won the dead kid lottery and Hillary turns them into celebrities. So, when you look at them, when you look at the cons, Sabrina Fulton's, Michael Brown's ma, whatever her name is, did the loss of their loved ones mean so little that you would degrade them and tarnish what little good memory you might have had of them for your own personal use? Hands up, don't shoot is a lie. Why then do we celebrate the mother of a man who tried to murder a cop? Why do we celebrate the mother of a thug who tried to beat another man's head against the concrete? Anything for power. Anything for money. Dead bodies make it easy to stand on. Just pile them up and stand on them. It is the Clinton way. I never thought I would live to see a day where we celebrated attacking police officers or attacking people. I mean, that opens the door to a lot of things, and I don't know if some of these guys really want to see that Pandora's box open up. The only reason that these guys got stopped is because they got stopped because somebody stopped them. What did they do prior to this? We've seen pictures of, you know, I've seen the 12-year-old Trayvon, and he looked like a very cute kid. The 18-year-old Trayvon was a, you know, strapping mixed martial artist. This wasn't some kid anymore. This was a contender. Michael Brown, he wasn't a gentle giant. He was a bully. He broke a guy's face with his fist. Anyway. Dead kids. They make good stepping stones for the Democrats. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com the weapons you want without any delays.
Truly one of the most unique places to buy a gun you've ever seen in your life, ever. For those of you that are wanting an Agency Arms pistol, that's the place to go because they got them in stock. You don't have to wait for, 8 weeks, 12 weeks to get that gun built. They got them right now. Just go buy them. Being asked for a link, D.E., listen, that's all over the place right now. There's not just one story out there saying, there's multitudes of stories saying that Khan is part of the Muslim Brotherhood or is involved or linked to the Muslim Brotherhood. Also, Huma Abedin as well. So, Hillary Clinton was on Fox News Sunday, fresh off of her coronation at the DNC, and she said she's not looking to repeal the Second Amendment, but she does intend to regulate it. Well, that's good because she doesn't have the power to repeal it. So I guess it's good that that's her primary goal. Host Chris Wallace asked Clinton about the existence of an individual right to bear arms. This relates to the Supreme Court's seminal decision in Heller. Although Clinton dodged a similar question twice when asked by ABC's George Stephanopoulos on June the 9th, or 5th, excuse me, she answered this time by saying, an individual right is in line with constitutional thinking. However, she hedged in her answer by stressing that no right is free from government oversight and regulation. She referenced the right to keep and bear arms, saying that right, like every other of our rights, our First Amendment rights, every right that we have is open to and even subject to reasonable regulations. Which, by the way, that's not why the Bill of Rights is put in place. That was put in place so the feds wouldn't touch it. She's ignoring the reason for the Bill of Rights. She went on to intimate that we have to do more than pray when a gunman opens fire in a gun-free zone, suggesting it is time for more gun laws. Clinton says, let's pray. Let's send our hearts and our feelings, and then nothing happens. We're better than this. The gun lobby intimidates elected officials. The vast majority of Americans, including gun owners, support the kind of common sense reforms that I'm proposing. I would love to sit in on one of her town halls. So, because I'm a gun owner, I'm a reasonable guy. I don't support anything, at this particular point. When you've got 20,000 plus laws on the books, what is one more going to do? This coming from the woman who has said in a town hall that she thinks we should look at Australian-style gun control, which was an attempt at a gun grab. That was an attempt at a gun grab. So, I'm not, she said that at Keene State College. Australian-style gun ban is worth looking at for gun policy. The vast majority of Americans do not support gun control. As a matter of fact, gun control is not quite up there with anything. Terrorism is, the debt may be, but not gun control. Then we have this Oregon priest. He spent $3,000 to destroy an AR-15. But he may have broken a background check law. A Portland area priest coughed up $3,000 in a charitable raffle so that the AR-15 would not have a chance to run free and be used to kill kids in school. However, he bought it when he asked a parishioner to store the gun while arranging for it to be broken, basically. He wanted it to be an art object without first... And in Washington State now, you have the universal background check law. And you also have this part of it that says that when you pass a gun as a private entity to somebody else, that has to be done after a background check. This priest did not do and did not facilitate this background check. Under the new law, all private gun transfers must take place through licensed firearm dealers who would perform background checks. There are some narrow exceptions for family transfers, brief loans at shooting ranges, law enforcement, and in some cases, inherited firearms. But disregarding these, all others must go through a dealer. This cat's name, what's your name there? Reverend Jeremy Lucas of Christ Church Episcopal Parish in Lake Oswego. Oswego, Oswego, which is it? Well, he's a reverend. And, uh, He decided he's going to destroy this firearm. There are millions of guns. I know that. But this gun will never be used to kill kids in schools, kill people in a movie theater, kill people at an office party, or any other place of mass shootings. So I'm going to break the law. But this gun won't be used in a shooting. But I'm going to break a law that I probably, you know, I probably supported this law when it's coming through because I didn't understand what I was talking about. Those who conduct a transfer without a background check and federal paperwork would be risking a Class A misdemeanor for their first offense, which could lead up to a year in jail and fines of up to $6,250. Subsequent violations would be a felony that could earn the violator up to 5 years in state prison. Okay. So you're out there trying to grandstand and make score some political points? How much were these? First of all, where did this priest get the money to spend $3,000 on? He's holding up a bunch of lottery tickets, raffle tickets. Where did he get the $3,000? Did that come from his parish? Did he use parish money to buy this rifle? And then he bought it, and instead, you know, he could have kept it in his own private collection, which would mean that it would not be free to be used in all of those things he was talking about. Is he afraid to let that happen? That's neither here nor there. Threw $3,000 in the plate for a girls' softball team coming away with the lucky ticket for a new AR-15. And he's gonna destroy it, which is, you know, hey, it's fine. But when you hand it off to somebody else, I mean, you kind of need to think about those laws you support, gun grabbers. Sometimes they have this really bad tendency to bite you, don't they? I mean, that sort of seems like it has some teeth. That's pretty funny. I can't help myself. I would love to see this priest get hooked up and taken to jail. These smug people. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com for weapons you want without any delays.
One of the most unique places you've ever been to on the web when you're looking for a gun, go check them out. Well worth the time. Now then, have you thought about what happens if you're in a location and a mass shooting erupts in front of you? I have. That's why I carry a gun with me. I have a plan of action right now. And I've got some training to do along those lines and everything else. And I will. But I'm not doing it right. I haven't done it recently, but I will. Don't worry about that. A person without a plan of action is going to follow the herd. If 50 people around you drop to the floor, your natural tendency is to do the same. Cowering in fear under a table in plain view of the shooter is not going to be a good recipe for a good outcome. But having a plan, you will have a better chance of getting out of there in one piece. So, item number one, it would help if you know the surroundings of where you are. With an active shooter, what you do in the first few seconds may determine your final outcome. Giving yourself a head start by always knowing what's happening around you. This is called, for those of you uninitiated in this, situational awareness. This does not include, by the way, playing Pokemon Go. Know where the exits are, know where the gunshots are coming from, know who appears nervous or suspicious in your immediate area. No Pokemon Go. Then, if you find yourself in the middle of a terrorist event, you should remember these three words. If you're unarmed, run, hide, fight. Just a stop, drop, and roll can save the life of someone under fire. Run, hide, and fight may save the life of someone under fire. This is the order of the actions that should be taken in an active shooter scenario. This, by the way, I believe, is coming from the Department of Homeland Security. I'll tell you about this in just a second. First of all, running. Well, that goes without saying. Hiding. Most people will hide as their first course of action. That should be your second course of action. You should run away from the direction of gunfire as soon as you hear it. That happens whether you're carrying a gun or not. And you should leave through those exits you've been mentally marking. This will make it less likely that you and the shooter will cross paths. Forget about collecting your stuff. You don't need it. It will only slow you down. And face it, it's just stuff. In a building, hiding under a table in the same room as a shooter is a death sentence. Get into another room, preferably one with a door that you can lock. There's no lock put together, a barrier with desks and chairs. Turn off the lights, silence your cell phone, and stay quiet behind an additional barrier like a table or in a closet. If you can quietly alert authorities, do so. Don't respond to voice commands unless you're sure the danger is over. Sometimes the gunman will try to lure you out of a safe place. So running is first. If you're in line of the shooter, don't run in a straight line away from him. Zigzag, serpentine, whatever whatever you've heard about that stuff. A target that is not predictable is hard to hit. Most shooters are not going to be like, Annie Oakley either, so they're going to miss a moving target. Then there's fighting. And if you can't run and there's no reasonable hiding place, well, set yourself for this. I mean, and that strategy 60% of the time works, whether you're armed or not. Now then, we'll talk about unarmed in just a minute. Now, the best option, the Ammo Land editors do agree with this. The best option is to carry a firearm, concealed carry, or open carry. Shooting at an attacker will drastically disrupt his plan. If you're going to be in a fight, an armed fight should be your first choice. But you still might be able to subdue an attacker even if unarmed. I mean, that happened on that train in Paris. It's the last resort. But it can end without a fatality, as it did there. And if you don't fight, the shooter most surely is going to, if he's got enough ammo, he's going to eventually aim it at you. He's going to have a clear shot at your head, and death is likely. If you fight, it might just be harder to be hit with that fatal shot. It would be great if you were a master of Jeet Kune Do or Krav Maga or, the mixed martial arts or any type of aggression against the gunman, though, is going to disrupt their flow and possibly put them at an advantage. With a guy who comes into an event with a gun, long gun or handgun, their first course of action is going to be trying to retain that gun. So that's going to be at least one hand. If it's a long gun, it's probably going to be two. And if that's the case, if you can get out from in front of that muzzle of that weapon, the pointy end that has the hole in the end of it, you can get out from in front of that. If you can get that to your side, then you should beat the living hell out of him. Pick up whatever's the heaviest, bluntest, sharpest, whatever it is, and start beating him with it, because this guy's trying to kill people. You one of them, and you should be trying to kill him, get him to stop. And that's the goal. Get him to stop. If you can approach him from the side or rear, go for his weapon. If you have help, all should attack at the same time from different directions while hurling objects that he has to dodge. You're not attacking James Bond here. I mean, I've seen video of these guys in France. I saw this one guy run up. And what is it we hear about the AK? Anybody can run the AK. It's foolproof. Nobody can not run an AK. Well, okay. One of the terrorists gets up there. He's got a real AK. This is a fully automatic AK. He comes up point blank on a woman at a cafe, pulls the trigger, stoppage. He can't clear the stoppage. He can't get the weapon to function anymore. Somebody with a little bit of presence of mind could have snatched up one of those tables at that cafe and smashed it on his little head. And he would have been disconcerted at that point. Needing a plan for an active shooter situation for some people may be galling, but it's a part of life now in the new normal. That is just the way it is. Those with a plan will have a better chance for survival in this event and many other disasters in this uncertain future. Those with no plan, who are playing Pokemon Go, or who are listening to the the Democrats, who are saying you don't need a weapon or this, that, the other, they will die. They will die. Most assuredly they will. And it will be sad. But it will happen. Everybody needs to embrace this new normal. Carrying a gun is almost not optional anymore, gun grabbers. Maybe you should be looking at that. In the interest of your own self-preservation, you should be looking at that. Because when this stuff happens, the first thing I'm going to do, even with my very nice guns that I carry, I'm going to be running. And I don't have to be the fastest one in the room. I just have to be faster than you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Line and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Truly one of the most unique places you've ever seen in your life when it comes to buying a gun. Go check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. Coming from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, we get this. And I was talking about this today. A doctor, like when I went in for my heart attack, they were able to, first of all, identify the problem really quick. Then they began to deal with the problem really quick and really effectively. Doctors are problem solvers. That's the way they're trained. And problem solving, if it's going to be done well, is going to require a very thoughtful process. Now, the DRGO believes that should apply to social and public policy matters like firearm issues as well. Now, the essential first step in the medical process is to define the problem, not just in general terms, but as specifically as possible, because the next steps, determining causes, identifying strategies, establishing action plans, implementing solutions, assessing results, all of this absolutely depends on knowing precisely what needs to be solved. Now, this is equally true of both medical and non-medical problems. As an example, many people think of cancer as a single disease that may strike in different areas of the body. In reality, physicians understand that cancer is a nonspecific term. No one has a diagnosis of simply cancer. They lump a variety of distinct diseases under the general banner of cancer, but there are many different types, even within the same organ. And to be effective, the treatment program has to be tailored to the specific diagnosis. There are many different kinds of lung cancer which require different therapies for successful treatment. And even among the different types of lung cancer, which are squamous cell cancer, large cell cancer, and small cell, distinct genetic markers further differentiate subtypes, requiring even more specific treatment choices. Unless you identify the specific disease process, it is extremely unlikely that a non-specific therapy will cure the patient. And that's what gun control is. It is a non-specific therapy. That's why it never works, because it's not curing anything. And the wrong therapy may well make things worse, as in Chicago, for example. But then the most effective strategy for obtaining funds for research is usually to make a broad appeal for money. For cancer research, everybody wants to fight cancer. But if you go out there and try to appeal for funding for stage 2 TP53 KRT19 positive hepatocellular carcinoma research, that's likely to be less productive than asking for money to help fight cancer. That broad, though essentially meaningless term, evokes a powerful emotional response and can garner support from people who may not otherwise be interested in the specific disease for which you're seeking funds. And gun violence is, in that sense, the same as cancer, a nonspecific term that evokes an emotional response but lacks specific meaning. It's a grab bag in which armed robberies, suicides, accidental deaths, individual homicides, and mass homicides are all lumped into. In an effort to maximize publicity and more effectively manipulate public opinion, those opposed to private gun ownership refer to gun violence. Like cancer, gun violence doesn't refer to any specific crime or tragedy and is nothing more than a catchphrase. This isn't simply a term of convenience, but a calculated deception. Refusing to identify the specific issue they propose to address gives them the opportunity to prescribe non-specific treatments, which they then claim will cure the problem. Expanded background checks, no-fly, no-buy, hopelessly ill-defined categorical gun bans and gun-free zones are nothing but anti-gun snake oil. The same useless remedies are trotted out as a cure-all for every suicide and for every violent gun crime perpetrated by someone armed with a gun, without regard for how vastly different these tragedies actually are. Now, in the medical field, it would be malpractice to prescribe the same treatment for every patient with any of the diseases we call cancer, regardless of the specific diagnosis and stage of disease or of age or health status. It is just as negligent to pretend that desperate and mostly unrelated problems like mass homicide, suicide, accidental death, gang violence, and other forms of murder can be cured by a nonspecific treatment approach. That negligence is further compounded by the fact that there is no logical basis to expect that any of the off-suggested remedies are going to mitigate any of these problems. Nor is there evidence that they ever do when they are foisted upon us. Serious problems like pancreatic adenocarcinoma and mass murder deserve serious attention and serious efforts to solve them. Foolish, irresponsible, uninformed legislation that makes for good sound bites is no more appropriate for reducing violence than magnets and aromatherapy are for cancers and other serious diseases. In both cases, the problems must first be defined as precisely as possible. Only then can specific, effective treatment plans be developed. So the next time you hear an opponent of the Second Amendment proposing the same useless solution to gun violence, ask them, what is the specific problem that you're hoping to mitigate here? Is it suicide, gun violence, accidental death, mass homicide? Those are all different problems with all different causes, and none are helped by generic legislation that will only reliably affect. That effect's only going to be to limit law-abiding citizens' access to firearms. Only after the specific problem has been defined can a meaningful search for solutions be undertaken. And then problem-solving steps can follow, goals for the intervention can be established, plans put into action, and then the results can be evaluated and the plan modified accordingly. But that can only happen once a specific diagnosis has been established. So anyone hawking cure-all solutions for gun violence is selling snake oil. No better example than of the 33,000 number. The 33,000 number includes about 22,000 suicides. Okay? Suicide is not gun violence. I hate to be the one to tell anybody that, but it is not gun violence. No. It is not, has not ever been gun violence. Suicide is sad. And it's heart-wrenching. And for the people affected by it, it will haunt them for the rest of their lives. But it is not gun violence. And two-thirds of all the so-called gun violence are that. Accidental deaths and gang violence. Those would require two very, you know, that's two different things altogether. Suicide, accidental death, and gang violence are two different things altogether. And then the very rare mass shooting, of course, which is always out there, and it's always great for, you know, it's like the victims of Vester Flanagan. who got out there and said, we need to ban assault weapons when, you know, this guy killed. You know, this was very premeditated. This was not a heat of the moment thing. He waited 2 years and he killed him with a Glock 19. Okay. So all of this stuff that you hear out there, this is a misdiagnosis. This is malpractice on the highest of scales. It's a very simple thing to suss out when you get involved in it enough. So you're going to hear more and more from Hillary. Of course, pantsuit's going to be out there pushing. She's going to be pushing for it, and she fully expects to be the next president. And she's going to regulate the Second Amendment. That's her thing. That's what she's going to do. And in the name of stopping gun violence. And she'll be committing malpractice and malfeasance when she does it, because it's not going to correct anything. And that's my problem with all gun grabbers, because they do not specifically look at anything. And it's not about specifically stopping anything. All it's about is taking control. We'll be back here in 21 hours. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of head down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, head down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.